Number four, if she lies a lot. If she lies a lot, it's also a telltale sign that she can cheat. People that lie like that, there's a reason they're lying. People that lie heavily, they can do anything. As in, you are with her and she, you in Ikeja, and she's telling somebody she's in first stack. So I'm in first stack now, approaching the bridge. And both of you are in Ikeja and you are still with her. The same way she's lying to that person, she will lie to you. People that... Hallelujah. Praise God. People that lie a lot like that are usually very prone to cheating. It's a potential cheat if she lies a lot. And you catch her, especially when she's giving you, she's lying in small, small things to you, and you are catching her. Just know that she's also lying in big, big things to you. Small, small things. Where did you go? Say she went this way when everybody saw her that way. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. If they are overly protective, if they tell lies, they have to pick calls and go and hide and pick it. They always block some calls. They're always blocking it when it's coming in because they don't want to pick it where you are. Always have a story. Always have a lie. Small, small things, but they're blowing lie for free. The person that is heavy on lies will most likely cheat on you. It takes a good liar to cheat because cheating involves lying. So when you see that skill of lying, just know that the skill of cheating is nearby. Number what? Five. When she complains about everything about you, she's always complaining. Is this where you live? Ah, I can't come there. Is this your car? I can't enter here. Is this where you walk? This is not your... You are not her type. She complains about everything. You take her out, she says, is this where you brought me? If she's a complainer, she will not be able to stay. Because everything you are doing is way below her standard. Everything is complaining. Every gift you buy for her, she will complain. She has a high tendency to cheat. Number six. If she's still attached to her ex, every minute she's still in touch with her ex, still in touch. In fact, she's getting advice from her ex about your relationship. She has a high tendency to cheat because that means she's not yet over him. A lot of people do this one. They keep in touch with their ex. Please, sometimes when you break up, you need to free each other and focus on your next relationship. Some of you are carrying baggage from your past. See, feelings and emotions, they don't follow common sense. You were heavily involved with someone before and you are keeping in touch while you have on that relationship. And you are even taking advice from here to that one. I've seen people that were texting their ex on wedding night. Discussing the sex with their husband or their wife, wedding night. They are attached to their ex. There's a high tendency for them to cheat. When you break up, you need to free the person. Because sometimes leaving that door open, leaving that channel open, can bring problem into your life. Are you here, somebody? Because the day you have quarrel with your present relationship, and your ex is the one canceling you, you say, come over, let's discuss it. You are tempting the devil. If she's still attached to her ex, everything she still describes her ex, compares you to her ex, everything, the name of her ex always enters the conversation. She will have a high tendency to cheat. Number seven, if she's addicted to sex, then she has a high tendency to cheat. That means if you notice that She has no self-control. She has no regard for sex. You see heavy sexual content on her phone. Heavy sexual content on her page. She has a high tendency to cheat. There are people I counsel like that, whether they are married or single. I just generally check their pages. When I see the content there, I can tell them where the problem is. Too much sexual content means you are also thinking sexual thoughts. It means you are also seeing sex as something you can indulge in. So I say that's the problem. You are too loose sexually. When they are addicted to sex, it's a big problem. They have a tendency to cheat. A girl you meet the first day and sleep with her the first day, you think it's because you are smooth and because you have skill. No, it's because she is loose. There's a high tendency to cheat. And just for the records, you too, Mr. Manda, you meet somebody and you want to sleep with the person immediately. You too, you are loose. Oh. But today we'll talk about men when we reach there. I'm just dropping that by the side. Watch out when they don't see sex as a big deal. They don't see having sex with someone as a big deal. No sexual self-control at all. They have a high tendency to cheat. Number 8. If she has friends that cheat and have a loose lifestyle and she's okay with it, she too has a high tendency to cheat. If all her friends are Ron's girls, all her friends are those high maintenance chicks that are dating married men or dating people anyhow, and she's their close friend, and you go there and marry one of them, evil communication corrupts good manners. If you show me your friends, I will tell you who you are. If she's okay with those kind of people as a friend, she too has a high tendency to cheat. See, let me tell you, if you are here as a single girl and you are dating a married man, you too have a high tendency to cheat. Because you already don't see marriage as something sacred. So if you are already breaking somebody's marriage or cheating with somebody that is married, that means even when you two marry, that line, you've already crossed it before. That line is not a special line. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. You must understand that as a human being, you have psychology that operates in your mind. You must master it. Something you have never done before is easier not to ever do it. Something you have done before is easier to cross the line again. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I gave the example of your bottle of Coke. Maybe you are fasting or something, and there's a bottle of Coke in the fridge. It's easier not to drink it when you don't open it. It's easier to resist temptation. If you go and open it and say, let me just drink two cover. I won't even drink, just cover. Open it, shh, and pour that two cover. By the time you go back to where you're going, where will your mind be? That place. And you say, let me just go and take two more. Just two more is the last. From when you have opened it, the battle has increased. And because you have crossed that line, it's easy to cross it over and over again. You would have been safer if you never opened it. So if you're a single lady here, you are sleeping with a married man, you need to go and get real help. Or else that line of marriage, you have crossed it before. Even when you two marry and your husband is messing up, or for one reason or another, you're not happy with the marriage, you will gladly cross that line because you have been a line crosser since. So watch out. If her friends are cheaters, her friends are those slay mamas and slay queens and runs girls, and she's okay with that lifestyle, she has a high tendency to cheat. Marriage doesn't change anyone. You need to realize this. Marriage doesn't change anyone. Marriage only escalates who you are. A lizard in singleness will not become an alligator in marriage. Same thing. So anyway you are behaving now as a single person, you'll be shocked that in marriage, that's the same way you will behave. If you have no self-control now as a single person, you will struggle in marriage. It's the same thing. Marriage doesn't change you. Next point. Number 9. If she places no value over her body, then she has a high tendency to cheat. If she places no value over her body. When you see ladies that are extremely naked, all their clothes is always exposing something. Either too tight, too short, too open, too high. They don't see any value in their body. Their body is for public consumption. They will have a high tendency to cheat. Number 10. If she has a track record of a cheating mother, she will battle with the temptation to cheat. Especially a cheating mother that left home. In my many years of counseling, I've seen that happen a lot of times. When you see a woman that is ready to just leave home, check. She saw somebody do it. Somebody important in her life did it with confidence. Those spirits pass from generation to generation. Is somebody here? It passes from generation to generation. Whatever you call normal is what you saw growing up. If you are a man here, your father was beating your mother. If you are not careful, you will think that's normal. If you're a lady here, your mother was being beaten by your father. To you, it will be normal. I've counseled people that grew in violent homes. I've seen many cases, though. But you can trace it. If you check well, you can trace it. That this person saw this thing as a child. Saw his father sound. You know sound? Slap is different from sound. When somebody sound you, you'll be yelling, woo! You'll be yelling, woo! For weeks. For weeks. That's sounding. So this child grew up seeing his father sound his mother, dirty one. Wow! And it echoed, wow, 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 wow. That one will gladly beat his wife. Because that's normal. He saw his mother take beating and didn't complain. Somebody getting this? If she has a track record of a mother that left home, especially as regards cheating or something like that, she will have a tendency to cheat.
In building relationships that last, it begins with improving one's self-esteem. Looking beyond face value and choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.